Hi there, welcome to the very first episode of Bob Seger Boulevard. I'm Big Jim O'Brien, a host of Big Jim's House at 94.7 WCSX here in the Motor City. Thanks for joining us. The reason we say Bob Seger Boulevard is we're this morning show that was behind the naming of Bob Seger Boulevard in Allen Park. You can check that out online. So these are the stories that we've had with Bob, the times we spent talking to Bob that we want to share with you. Now, if you want to contact me, the easiest way on Twitter, at WCSXJim. You can also email BigJim at WCSX.com. Coming up in this episode, we're going to talk about Bob Seger, what he likes to listen to in the car, and then we're going to do a little side chat about Jeremy Clarkson, who'd come here to the Motor City to interview Bob Seger and talks about his love of him. And then the impact of the song Roll Me Away. And you may not know this, but Bob wants to start up a cover band. We're not joking. And finally, what is the meaning of Fire Lake? You're thinking about it, right? Eights and Aces? This is it, the first episode of Bob Seger Boulevard. I'm Jim O'Brien. Let's go back a couple of years. We were talking with Bob here in the Motor City, obviously about cars. We got into this whole conversation about cruising, and I asked him, I said, what song do you listen to when you're cruising in the car?
Oh, there's just so many. You know, Born to Be Wild.
Really?
Sure. I love listening to ZZ Top when I drive. You know, it's just, they just a motorized thing to that, you know. And, yeah.
Do you ever tell them that? I mean, when you talk to these
folks? Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I've met Billy. Yeah.
Well, what do they say? See, I always wonder about this, Bob. I'm always like, and with cars and stuff and reception, we had Bob Lutz on, and we were talking about some of the Pontiacs that he had done, and he was kind of like, you really like the G8 and you really like the GTO? Like, well, yeah. So when you talk to some of these artists about their music, how do they react?
You know, I guess, you know, the same way I do. If someone likes me, I'm very flattered. You know, I met Miranda Lambert, you know, when I did The Voice, and she really liked my music, and I really liked her music, you know, and so it's a wonderful thing. It just feels real comfortable. Yeah.
So I want to talk about Jeremy Clarkson. And by the way, I'm going to play one more song to you down the line here. This was the one that he said, your Seger song that he said gets him going.
Well, the big train keeps on rolling, rolling on down the track.
Jeremy Clarkson, Top Gear fame, of course, said that Long Twin Silver Line is his tune if he needs to drive much faster than he probably should.
That's a good one. Yeah, we did that actually on the last tour a couple of times.
Yes, you did. It was fantastic. So let me ask you then, there's a story, and I read the piece, Jeremy Clarkson came here to Detroit, took you out to the Rattlesnake Club and interviewed you, but that was even before Top Gear, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
So how
I was
that
just
all
thinking
come
about I'm now you got me thinking about songs, and I'm thinking of All Down the Line by the Stones, you know.
That's
another great one, you know. Yeah. And at the Rattlesnake Club. Mm-hmm.
So his love of, he said that he saw you in, I think it was the Hammersmith, like in 77, and he just fell in love with Bob Seger and seeing you guys live. But then for Jeremy to come here and talk cars with you, and it's funny because he even admits that he wanted to talk music, but you wanted to talk cars.
Yeah, we get that way, us Detroiters.
Absolutely. Well, it's in our
Michiganders
DNA.
In general, yeah, it's in our DNA.
Has it always been with you that way?
Oh, yeah. You know, I grew up in Ann Arbor and in the drive-in scene. I mean, literally right out of American Graffiti, you know. And we just watched the cars come through, you know, through the windows of whatever we were in or inside the place. And Everett's Driving was the big one in Ann Arbor. And just seeing a beautiful 61 Ford convertible or something with a 390 in it, and you know, just great stuff, you know.
Did you find, and when did you have time to go to a drive-in? Didn't you have like three jobs when you were 16?
Yes, I did.
See, I did my research.
I worked, I did. I was on a work co-op program because it was just, my mother and I, my brother was in the service and my dad was gone. And, so I worked, let's see, I sold clothes at Wild's. That's gone. I think it was a men's store in Ann Arbor. I worked at Brown Jug. I think that's still there, delivering pizzas on the weekend. And then I played as well at fraternity parties.
So your first
three
car,
jobs.
So you had three jobs, and then your first car was a 54 Ford. Is that right?
Yeah, it only lasted about a month.
Oh,
and so I really kind of consider my first car a 55 Ford. It actually lasted about 9 months.
What did you do to these cars?
Well, they just I wasn't very wealthy. I was buying $100 cars, you know. And the first two I had was a 54 Ford flathead. Second one was a 54 Chevy. That only ran for about a month or so too, and then it died. And then I got a 55 Ford. It was just the little sedan with the posts. It wasn't a cool one, you know, with all the windows down at once.
Okay,
but it was a V8 and an automatic, which I wasn't crazy about. But nevertheless, I that was a great car. I really remember that one a lot.
Can't you just picture Bob rolling down, just cruising through Ann Arbor in those cars? The one that just lasted a couple weeks. I'm always curious what really happened to that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, we move on to Bob, and we're still rolling here. We talk about Roll Me Away, how it's inspired people, and Bob shared an interesting piece about wanting to start up a cover band.
Do you realize how many people connect to Roll Me Away because of their love affair with cars and motorcycles in the same mindset that you were in?
Yeah, I have a dream. You know, I keep trying to play that Sturgis Festival, you know. I'd love to open up with Roll Me Away there. That would be,
oh my God,
really,
go
that
crazy.
Would be a gas. Yeah. And I'm thinking of other songs. I do covers, you know. I do Midnight Rider. I you know what I mean?
Every time we play that clip back, I just came thinking to myself, Bob Seger doing Midnight Rider. So, and finally, thank you so much for joining us. Our first episode of Bob Seger Boulevard. Again, subscribe. Make sure you click the button there. My name is Big Jim O'Brien. I host Big Jim's House here at 94.7 WCSX, the Motor City. The last one, we had him in, and we were talking about his last album, I Knew You When, and his relationship with Glenn Frey, and we were fielding emails and posts on our Facebook Live feed and questions from listeners here in Detroit, and Aaron V, my co-host, she was fielding questions from them, and it was interesting. We got talking about Fire Lake.
We got another question from Zach, who is a big fan and wanted to know, what is the meaning of Fire Lake?
Ah, well, the Eagles are singing on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the meaning of it?
Well, it's eights and aces, so it's not euchre. Okay.
Who wants to live out on the edge, I guess, you know, sort of, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you don't often see a lake burning. You know, so you might see a river burning in Cleveland a long time ago. So I guess it's kind of a metaphor for living on the edge, you know. And I was really into motorcycles, and I played it for. It's a really left field lyric, and I knew what it meant. Who wants to break the news to Uncle Joe? You remember Uncle Joe? He was the one afraid to cut the cake. In other words, don't be afraid to experience life. You know, some people just stay home and, go out there and risk things, you know. And, of course, Glenn did that. And they heard it and they loved it. And so they asked me if they could sing on it. I said, heck yes.
You know? No.
Oh, what a great day that was. They worked hard on the harmonies. They were perfectionists. Yeah.
There you go. Put a bow on our very first episode of Bob Seger Boulevard. Really hope you enjoy it. Would love your feedback. Big Jim at WCSX.com. You can email me, hit me up on Twitter at WCSXJim. We're just getting started. We've got so many stories from Bob over the years, music and cars, and just Bob Seger, part of the thread of America, especially here in the Motor City and beyond. Now, I would encourage you to go to BobSeger.com as well to check out all the tour dates for the farewell tour. Still no Detroit dates as we record this, but we'll hang in there. Again, thanks so much for joining us. I'm Big Jim O'Brien. God bless you. Have a great day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.